This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT holds talk with the National Hospitality Body and fatal shootout in Chatsworth, five suspects linked to a crime spree shot by police. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, the Deputy Director of Intellectual Property at the University's Research Directorate, explained that the university has engaged with the South Africa National Convention Bureau to learn about the support SANCB offers for hosting local and international conferences. The SANCB, a branch of South African Tourism, promotes South Africa as a business event destination and provides services such as event planning support, venue sourcing, and access to local suppliers. On September 3, 2025, the staff from the university met with SANCB representatives to explore collaboration opportunities aimed at benefiting both the university and KwaZulu-Natal province by boosting conference hosting capabilities. Dr. Hlongwane highlighted that the university staff involved in organizing conferences, including annual events like the Empowered Administrators Conference and Focus Conference, will benefit from the SANCB's financial and logistical support. The partnership already aiding initiatives like the WIPO SA Summer School on Intellectual Property and Technology Transfer aims to increase the university's visibility, expand conference attendance, and enhance marketing reach. With SANCB as a strategic partner, especially in attracting international delegates, the collaboration also seeks to create lasting community benefit and support academic by hosting meetings closer to home. In other news, in the early hours of Monday, the KwaZulu-Natal police engaged in a dramatic and intense shootout in the Chatsworth area, where it resulted in the deaths of five suspects. These individuals are believed to be connected in a series of violent crimes affecting communities across Durban. The police spokesperson, Robert Ninchuwinda, explained that the operation was based on detailed intelligence, focusing on suspects involved in serious offences such as murder, house robberies, and extortion in several locations, including Mpumalanga Township, Marine Hill, and Msunduzi. As the officers moved in to apprehend the suspect, the situation quickly escalated when the suspect opened fire, sparking a fierce and rapid gun battle. Despite the violence, the police successfully neutralized the threat posed by the group, managing to bring the confrontation to an end without any injuries to the officers involved. And finally,
this is the realest ever.
In January, Sjava released his Inganyezi live EP, quickly capturing attention with its vibrant energy and deep cultural resonance. Now on September 5, he returned with Inganyezi live 2.0, a five-track 44-minute project that maintains the captivating spirit of its producers. The EP opens with Sanbonani, a heartfelt tribute to South Africa's rich diversity of greetings, blending subtle reggae tones with strong cultural roots to create an inviting atmosphere. The second track, Kusheshe, introduces a Mpakanga rhythm paired with nostalgic lyrics about a car that evokes memories of a brother, touching on themes of caution and survival. Throughout the EP, Strafa masterfully balances storytelling and rhythm, offering listeners both thoughtful reflection and an irresistible urge to move to the beat.
Boya wa, boya wa, ya besi ya kona.
Recap of the top stories this hour. The MET holds talk with the National Hospitality Body in a fatal shootout in Chatsworth. The five suspects linked to crime spree shot by police. That is all for now. Catch your full news bulletin at 4 o'clock. On MET Radio News Desk, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.